without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now.
Yeah,
starting in January, I'm gonna be humming that all day long.
All right.
Along without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now.
Oh, my dear.
You're gonna have all things at home. You,
well, they said something about what is going on here at Returns Day. There's gonna be there's like a star search or something going on at Returns Day.
Idol.
I'm gonna sing that song. I'm gonna see if I can get a contract.
We could do it.
I wish you would
duet.
Get a contract.
A duet? Who's that? Me and who?
I could probably get a
me
contract.
Me and you? Got along with that.
But you keep telling me you're going to do without me.
Yeah. I got along without all of you. I'm going to have to change the words of the song.
I could probably get a contract on you, Jordan. No problem.
I guess some of those guys you hang around with in those steel fields or whatever.
Yeah. No wussy there. That's for sure.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Go ahead, Shane.
Next two applications are old business. It's an application of Rodney Smith to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 to CR1 for a certain parcel of land line and being in Georgetown, 100 Sussex County, land line southwest of Zora Road, 1,000 feet south of Sussex Pines Road, to be located on 39.73 acres more or less, and conditional use 1781, application to consider a conditional use of land in a CR1 district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land line and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 39.73 acres more or less, lying southwest of Zora Road, 1,000 feet south of Sussex Pines Road. Commission held their hearings August 14th. They deferred action. On September 17th, they discussed both applications under old business. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CZ 1649 based upon the record and for the following reasons. CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail, shopping, and personnel and miscellaneous service activities. Those activities should be located along arterial roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. The property is located adjacent to neighboring institutional, religious, and business uses and will be complementary to those uses. Properties in a developing area according to the county comprehensive land use plan. The change of zone will be appropriate because it will enable the project to be developed with a varied blend of alternative housing designs and complementary commercial neighborhood businesses and retail uses that will be part of a small planned community. The developer will be required to comply with all requirements established by DLDOT and any other federal, state, or local agencies. The commercial uses will reduce the number of vehicle trips required by residents of this project and the surrounding neighborhoods, since commercial uses will limit trips on both Zora Road and 113. Project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. There was a motion and second, carried 4 votes and none, with Mr. Smith not voting, to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated.
Motion, John.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Absolutely.
I read this thing through, Shane, Sunday night, over and over, and again since then. A little surprised they didn't require any sidewalks. How did they determine that?
Well, this is right. This one's the. This is rezoning.
You got to change it. I'm sorry. I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve CZ 1649 as stated. Mr. Cole.
Well, I don't know. Jim, where did he go? He ran off because he's got a conflict. I don't know. I think I may have a conflict because I did appoint Mr. Smith to the Planning Zoning Commission. But wait, I also work with him. I also work with him in the same office at a real estate office.
So you made him money on it?
Yeah. Well, doesn't I know, but I've got it. The perception
That's
is
cool. No perception. I think.
I'll just abstain. Mr. Griffin Jemp stepped out because of Mr. Dyer, I think, and I think I got a. It's a too close of association.
All right, that's fine. Mr. Phillips.
I believe it's appropriate. I vote yes.
Mr. Briggs?
I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote yes. Now we'll go to the next one, Jay.
Hello.
George, you want to leave early? Is that what it is?
No, I'm thinking about it. I'll see if Jim, I can catch a ride with Jim.
On this one, the...
Probably left because I made him mad.
On this one, the reasons are basically the same as a previous application, and then there were 9 conditions. Do you want me to read all those again?
He's told him he's...
Just the conditions?
Yes.
And I told him I'm going to let him go.
Just read those.
Printed form?
Yes.
No, we're just going.
Thank you.
First, I think...
Can I ask my question again? Is it appropriate on this one?
Yeah, it is appropriate on this one.
Yeah. How does... Are you leaving too?
No, I'm getting out.
Yeah, we're gonna be here sitting by ourselves. Did you shower today, Mr. Duke?
How's the commission determine who gets sidewalks and who don't get sidewalks?
Wherever they throw a dart.
And this really don't look good because of who the applicant is. Maybe I should wait after you answer your question. Yeah, after you answer my question.
The preliminary site plan shows the sidewalks.
It does?
Yes.
Okay.
So by putting that, the final site plan for the development will be subject...
They could require them since the preliminary plan does show them, yes.
But they could not require them too.
Correct.
Unless you make it...
Is there any... Do we have an ordinance that says they do or they don't?
Not right now, we don't.
Not with CR1. Not with the commission.
That was part of my thing I was alluding to this morning. This is happening more and more all the time.
There's a...
And they need, whatever they do, I don't care, but they need to follow the ordinance and they need to be consistent. And I'm sure that's going to get back to the commission, but that's how I feel. I mean, if the ordinance says it, do it. If it don't, we should require it.
Right now, it's not in the ordinance, but the pending superior design includes it.
Correct.
I'm on one side.
But that wouldn't apply to this.
Hey, pardon? What's that, Jim?
That would not apply to this, the pending thing that the ordinance...
I don't know if it worked like P&Z, we could, you know.
So if you want to make sure it has it, if that's a concern to you, you may want to consider
it. It's not an ordinance. We don't have an ordinance for it now. We shouldn't be requiring it, and they shouldn't be doing it on anybody else either. But because of the applicant, who it is, it doesn't look good on people that they required it on. And my beef is they required it on somebody in my district that's got 3/4 to 1 acre lots on both sides of the street. Now, how can you justify that? I'm ready to vote. Let's go.
Point made, Mr. Dukes.
Thank you.
I think we've certainly emphasized that to the Planning and Zoning Commission several times. It seems not to be registering to everybody, but to part anyway. Okay. Any other question? Motion, gentlemen?
Read the title.
Every title.
You want to read the title?
Yeah, you can. We voted on one already with that title.
Let's see.
We're pretty laid back here, where this is us.
An ordinance?
You put me in charge. I'm pretty loose, you know, Jim.
There's 2 ordinances on this, so we got to vote.
We're done one.
Okay.
Yep. I'll step out next time, too long.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land. Is this the CR1 one?
Conditional use.
This is 1781.
1781.
Okay. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located in certain parcels of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 39.73 acres, CU 1781.
Motion.
So moved.
Second. Not me. I need one.
Second.
Okay, thank you. It's moved to second that we approve conditional use 1781 with 5 reasons and A through I as conditions. Mr. Cole not voting? Conflict. Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes.
Mr. Duke?
I voted yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
I voted yes also. Thank you. Motion for adjournment?
I make a motion for adjournment.
Everybody have a great
1545. So what day are we going to be here? December 9th, we're going to be here from 2 to 2.